Good day, everyone. Please turn with me to Acts chapter 2, verse 1. Looking in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, starting in verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Had they not been in one place and one accord, they would not have received God's Holy Spirit. 120 people received God's Spirit. Jesus Christ, after his death and resurrection, appeared to over 500. What happened to the others? This is when, that day of Pentecost, is when this church era began. We don't normally do birthdays, but we certainly celebrate this anniversary. We are still in this phase of God's work over 1900 years later, awaiting the crisis at the close of Satan's rule and the return of Christ to establish the kingdom of God. But we have a problem. The power of God's people is shattered. Since the death of Mr. Herbert Armstrong, the church has been scattered in the wake of the apostasy. The future bride of Christ candidly looks a mess. Sometimes I can't help but be discouraged. Yet, I do know God's word cannot fail. We know if we have received the gift of the Holy Spirit following our calling, conversion, repentance, baptism, and laying on of hands, we are part of the temple of God, to which Christ will return. The analogy is repeated again and again. We won't have time to turn there, but if you want to note, 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 19, 2 Corinthians 6, verse 16, Revelation 3, verse 12. After 40 years, over 40 years experience in the construction industry, I know any building project appears to be a disorganized shamble. Scaffolding, demolition, large machinery, porta-bin cabins, excavations, security fencing, health and safety notices, don't we love them? Spoil heaps, stacks of building material, noise and dirt, organized chaos, managed mayhem. As members of the church, we have the analogy of being building stones, which have been selected, our calling, quarried, start of our conversion. We are being dressed and shaped by a master mason, being prepared to fit, being prepared to fit into the building when ready. Different stones may require different skills. Some fresh cut stones can be easily shaped, even cut with a handsaw, almost like treating it as wood, until it's been exposed to the elements for a few days, where it forms a crust and then becomes durable building material. Marble, limestone, slate, granite, all common building materials, maybe not, marble's not that common, it's very expensive, but it's used for a building material, require different techniques in their preparation. This preparation often takes places at different locations. Now, I'm not suggesting we all wander off to different locations looking for a more comfortable bench to be bashed into shape. But we have to take into account there are other people God is working with who is not in our immediate fellowship. God knows where his Holy Spirit is. Let's have a look 1 Kings chapter 6, verse 7, looking at Solomon's temple, carrying this analogy forward, bearing this in mind. In 1 Kings 6, verse 7, the house, when it was in building, was built of stone, made ready before it was brought thither, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron Cornish English, not good with H's, in the house while it was in building. And a couple of verses at the end of the previous chapter. The king commanded, this is 5, verses 17, 18. The king commanded, and they brought great stones, costly stones, hewn stones, to lay the foundation of the house. And Solomon's builders and Hiram's builders did hew them, and the stone squarers, so they prepared timber and stones to build the house. It's most unusual not to hear the noise of iron tools on a building site. This was a remarkable building. But we have the analogy that the preparation took place off-site. We were chosen, but we were not dressed suitably. We are under preparation. So don't despise, this includes myself of course, don't despise the day of small things. We are scattered, but we are work in progress. Allow God to shape us. It requires our cooperation. We can resist and reject God training us and working with us. He won't reject us, but we definitely can reject him working in ourselves. Don't compromise with God's truth. This is why we can't fluff around between different groups. Don't be drawn by sparkling personalities. Recognize the voice of God in the teaching. Don't look for some flash character with a smooth line. Remember why the church, as explained by Paul in Ephesians chapter 4. We're going to mix our analogies a little bit, but it doesn't destroy the idea of the stones being put together. Ephesians 4, a scripture we've read many, many times, starting in verse 11. And he, this is Christ, gave some apostles. We cherish the teachings of the end time apostle. He learnt it from the word of God and what was taught to the earlier apostles. Through centuries, people read the same things and couldn't see the truth. It was revealed to that man. And through that man, it has been revealed to us. It's what this group is based on. We look to that builder, that Zerubbabel, who fulfilled the role. Then some prophets, as Mr. Bowles has explained on a number of times, that also means inspired speaking as well as foretelling. And some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. For the perfecting of the saints. Perfecting of the saints. If we look that word up, complete thoroughly. Prepare to be perfectly joined together. We don't fit well together yet. Prepare to be perfectly joined together. That's part of the work of the church. For the edifying, good old English, edifice, a building, edifying, building up of the body of Christ, the church, till we all come into the unity, that word accord, they were with one accord in one place. The thing that is blatantly not the case now. Unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, the cunning craftiness where they lie in wait to deceive, where people have made merchandise of us. Tithe payers, valuable asset, worth a bit of effort, worth cultivating, but it's God's money, it's God's tithe. Don't let it go on some project to satisfy the vanity of men. Verse 15, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. I love King James's English. It stands out, but sometimes it would be useful to have it in slightly more modern English. New King James, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causing growth of the body in love. The way that all these things mesh together so that the load on the building is equally distributed, making the structure strong, permanent. That is what we need to be preparing to fulfill. Remain faithful. Allow God to shape us for the task we were selected to fulfill. Look forward to the time when again it will be recorded, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place.